Well, now that we've reached the halfway point of January, more people are asking, are we going to see a long-term farm bill or just another extension? Sam Willett from the National Corn Growers Association says because of the latest problems with dairy, he's looking at extension.
If we still have an impasse on some of the dairy provisions and perhaps some other provisions in the title, I suppose there would be, you begin to hear more talk about some type of extension, perhaps some type of short-term extension.
However, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of International Agricultural Policy, Mary Kay Thatcher, says, although disappointed that the Farm Bill Committee hasn't come up with any kind of legislation yet, she's still feeling optimistic it can get done.
I don't think we've worked out the differences between the supply management. Is it in there or out of there on dairy? And that's going to be a big issue for us. But I think it can get worked out. And it seems to me now the real question is it something that we discuss this week? Or do we wait till after the 10-day Martin Luther King holiday and do it at the end of the month? So we'd certainly like to hurry up and get it done, but the sky isn't falling yet.
Matter of fact, Thatcher said early on the nutrition title was a source of much contention, but now she sees the sides coming together and feels that a bill could be passed by the Senate. The real hurdle will be on the House side.
I think it's going to be a lot easier in the Senate. The House, we're still going to have the problem that I think it's fairly unlikely the Tea Party Republicans are going to vote for that small of a cut in their viewpoint on food stamps. And so it's going to require quite a few Democrats to get it done. And that's why resolving this issue with Colin Peterson leading the Democratic effort is so important. But I think that there really is more of a willingness. You got more people contacting their members of Congress from all sectors saying this is something we have to get done. And therefore, you know, I'm still very optimistic.
Now, Bob Young, who's the chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says he's not quite as optimistic when it comes to the ag economy. He said with lower commodity prices, there's certainly going to be some pressure on producers.
Obviously, we've started this year with commodity prices much lower than they were in January 2013. Folks are going to be hard-pressed to price their 2014 crop at anywhere near the level they were able to price that 2013 crop. And I think that's going to raise some real challenges for some folks. I think we're going to have, the kind of numbers that everybody's talking about, $4 corn, $11 beans, $7 wheat, and then everything else kind of adjusted to that, I think is it's a much different position than we were 12 months ago.
Well, we're in a very strong position on the dairy front to start out this new year as block cheese remains at $2.20 a pound, barrels 2.16 and 1/4 of a cent per pound, and AA butter sits now at $1.74. Class 3 prices, January 2071, February is at $21 even, March at $19.73, and April $19.05. Board of Trade, March corn drops to $4.32 a bushel, May down to $4.40. Beans for January up to $13.39 a bushel, March $13.06 and 1/2 cent, while March wheat is up 5 3/4 to $5.79 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Livestock, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 126. Holstein steers, 98 to $1.09. Slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 78 to a top of 98. Most of those slaughter cows, 60 to 77. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 240. Heifer calves, 60 to 195. Barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. Feeder lambs, 170 and down. Market lambs, 175 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.